As we've been talking about all morning, the president's proposal for the fiscal year 2012 budget is out there in the wild. Much of the analysis has focused on the administration's attempts to rein in spending and bring back fiscal responsibility. Joining us with analysis on whether the budget really reflects those goals is Maya McGinnis. She is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So, what's the bottom line? Is this budget fiscally responsible?
No, I'm afraid that the bottom line is that this budget doesn't go close to far enough in terms of a fiscal turnaround plan that this country really needs right now. So what the president does do, which is very helpful, is he starts freezing domestic discretionary spending, which basically begins the pivot, saying we're done with the period where we add a whole lot of new policies, and we particularly don't add ones that we don't pay for. But his focus on domestic discretionary, and I should say that Republicans in the House are also focusing on this area of the budget, it's kind of mistargeted. This is really the smallest area of the budget as opposed to things that are growing very quickly like Social Security or Medicare. And it's not the part of the budget that's squeezing out other areas or putting the pressure on. So if we fix the wrong part of the budget, it's not going to be much of a fix at all. Unfortunately, under this budget, we still have deficits that are too high, debt is too high, and nothing that would be close to sufficient to reassuring credit markets that the U.S. is good for all the borrowing that it plans to do, because we're currently planning to borrow way too much still.
So without looking at the entitlement programs, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, then there's not a whole lot that can be done, you're saying, to get to that level of starting to have real reduction in what we add to the deficits or to the
debt.
You
need to focus on the areas of the budget that are growing faster than the economy. So you've got your health care programs, you've got your retirement programs, health care mainly, Medicare, Medicaid, also some of the other programs that have been added in by health care reform. For instance, the subsidies for these new exchanges will probably grow pretty quickly. Then you have your retirement programs, primarily Social Security, but also big retirement benefits for the military, for instance. You also have defense spending, which I will say the budget does start to put some caps on it, starts to control the growth of overall security spending, and that's helpful. I think folks who say defense has to be off the table sort of put us in a non-acceptable starting point because there's a lot of savings to be found there. But another part of the budget that's growing very, very quickly are spending programs through the tax code, what's called tax expenditures, and they are all the targeted tax breaks for everything we love, but they are very expensive. They cost the government over $1 trillion a year, and they're growing in many cases faster than the overall economy. So I would add those into the pile of things that have to be taken seriously in budget reforms if we're going to make any real progress.
And so how do they go about beginning that process of looking at those things which have been untouchable up until now?
Well, the thing that I find quite disappointing is one of the ways we could have gone about it is the president last year appointed a fiscal commission, and it was co-chaired by a Republican and a Democrat, Al Simpson and Erskine Bowles, and they came up, I will say much to many of our surprise, with a really serious fiscal reform plan. It would have saved $4 trillion. It had bipartisan support from members, sitting senators on the commission, and it was really an excellent plan. It touched all parts of the budget, which frankly is what's going to be required to fix the situation. So I was disappointed the president didn't use that plan as the starting point for his budget. It also offers the convenient political cover that many politicians like, basically saying, well, it's not a perfect plan, it's not what I would have chosen, but the commission came up with it, so we'll use it as a starting point, and that would have provided him some cover for the pieces that maybe weren't to his liking, and then we could have had a national discussion about how to change it, how to improve it, and hopefully how to implement it. But I think by kind of putting the fiscal commission plan aside, he lost an opportunity to do something big, comprehensive, and now we're going to do a whole lot of hard work and not really fix the problem.
We're speaking with Maya McGinnis. She's president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. And so is this something that has to originate with the GOP? Or, I mean, there's this third rail quality, and that's why neither side says they want to take it up without the other.
I think that you framed that right, that in order for it to move forward, it has to get taken up by a group of bipartisan members of Congress and the president. There's no way the president can't be a part of this. He's going to have to, if not lead through the budget, lead through some other way, and certainly participate. He can't be on the sidelines through this. But I think one of the obvious lessons from past experiences and the very difficult political environment in which we are right now, is everything that's going to get done in a serious manner has to be done in a bipartisan way. And so what's important is that members of Congress start working together on tackling some of these important things that frankly voters are well ahead of politicians in knowing have to be done. But we're going to have to do more to control health care costs. We're going to have to reform Social Security. We're going to have to reform taxes. We're going to have to really rethink our security strategies, as well as freeze or go farther and cut our domestic discretionary programs. But it's such a heavy lift that I think the right political strategy is to do this in a bipartisan manner. I do think the president should have been doing more over the past year to create that conversational space and to invite everybody to the table. He didn't do it in his budget as much as I would have liked to see, but he's still the president, and he's a president who knows how important this issue is. So he will have many opportunities in the coming months. There are going to be a lot of budget battles over how to fund the government for the rest of the year and what to do about the debt ceiling. The president will have the opportunity to open these bipartisan discussions. And if he doesn't, and I hope he will, but if he doesn't, there's also the opportunity for groups of members in the Senate and the House to work together on all of these things.
Maya McGinnis is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.